FICAHA, Ministry of Disabled People. FICAHA 2022-2023 Annual Report Executive Summary. About this FICAHA 2022-2023 Annual Report. This annual report provides information on the services, activities and achievements of FICAHA since it was established on the 1st of July 2022 to the 30th of June 2023. You can find the full report at www.ficaha.govt.nz/annual-report. Our work is important to progressing the rights and opportunities of disabled New Zealanders, tangata whaikaha Māori and their whānau. We do this through 1. Commissioning $2.07 billion of disability supports for approximately 45,000 disabled New Zealanders. 2. Our stewardship role to help other agencies remove barriers and improve outcomes for tangata whaikaha Māori, disabled people and their whānau. And 3. Effective engagement and partnering with disabled people and tangata whaikaha Māori in transformation of the disability system. The first year of FICAHA has been a year of establishment and progress as well as responding to several challenges. FICAHA, who we serve. We serve disabled people and whānau who are part of the vast and diverse human experience. Just as we accept and respect differences like gender, ethnicity, language or belief, the difference and diversity of disabled people needs to be understood, acknowledged and celebrated. FICAHA, who are we and what we do? FICAHA brought together the functions from the Disability Directorate in Manatu Hauora, the Office for Disability Issues, administered by the Ministry of Social Development, and the Enabling Good Lives sites in Christchurch, Waikato and Mid-Central Region. Most of the funded supports for disabled people previously commissioned through Manatu Hauora, Ministry of Health, are now commissioned through FICAHA. Our people. As of the 30th of June 2023, FICAHA had 175 kaimahi. Gender pay gap. As of the 30th of June 2023, FICAHA had a gender pay gap of 12.3%. This is a reduction of the gender pay gap that FICAHA reported as being 14.1% at the 31st of March 2023. Supporting te tiriti or waitangi relationships. FICAHA is committed to equity of access and outcomes for tangata whaikaha Māori. A Kai Hauotu Chief Advisor Māori role has been established to advise on the work of FICAHA. Stewardship in action. FICAHA is responsible for the commissioning and funding of disability support services and progresses disabled people's rights and opportunities through a number of strategies and cross-government work. These include the New Zealand Disability Strategy 2016 to 2026, the Disability Action Plan, the New Zealand Sign Language Strategy, and implementation of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD. FICAHA supports government agencies to include disability perspectives into their work and builds capacity and capability in the public sector. In partnership with the community, FICAHA continues to develop community-led engagement and partnership with disabled people and tangata whaikaha Māori to inform the design of disability system transformation and the work program of FICAHA. Priorities and achievements in the first year of FICAHA include 1. Designing the FICAHA organisational structure, systems, processes and policies. 2. Responding to almost 2,000 requests for disability advice from the public and across government. 3. Providing $2.07 billion of support to services for an approximate 45,000 disabled New Zealanders supported daily. 4. Supporting the examination by the Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities of New Zealand's implementation of the UNCRPD. And 5. Engaging with the disability community to receive budget 2022 funding to implement systems transformation based on the Enabling Good Lives approach. Detail on key projects progressed in 2022/2023. Enabling Good Lives. 1. Developed by disabled people, families and whānau, the Enabling Good Lives approach focuses on providing disabled people with more choice and control on how they are supported to live a good life. And two, over 2022/2023, approximately 4,500 people were supported in the Enabling Good Lives sites. Examination by the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. 1. FICAHA was the lead agency for the examination of New Zealand's implementation of the UNCRPD. And 2. FICAHA worked across government to develop plans to implement 51 of the committee's recommendations, with the remaining 9 noted by Cabinet. High and Complex Framework. The High and Complex Framework provides a diversionary pathway for people with an intellectual disability in the criminal justice system with a strong rehabilitative focus. Around 250 disabled people, many of whom have committed serious offences, are supported through the framework. My Home, My Choice. 1. Around 7,700 disabled people currently live in residential care funded by FICAHA. And 2. FICAHA is developing the My Home, My Choice program to focus on transforming the way people in residential services are assisted so they have more choice and control in their lives. Collection of disability data. 1. The collection of reliable and valid data is important for disabled people to understand their rights and to understand their life outcomes. 2. FICAHA is working with Stats NZ to progress the recommendation that New Zealand develop a national disability data framework. And 3. The Patient Profile and National Health Index Project is a Te Whatu Ora-led project to identify all disabled people and their access needs, to monitor outcomes and enhance service responsiveness and accessibility. Family Violence and Sexual Violence. 1. Disabled people are significantly more at risk than non-disabled people of their experiencing sexual assault and intimate partner abuse. 2. In 2022, the Safeguarding Adults from Abuse program in the Waitemata was expanded to include tangata whaikaha Māori, the deaf community and disabled people. And 3. Budget 2023 allocated FICAHA $6.11 million over 4 years to support and extend the Waitemata safeguarding response and supporting improved access to mainstream family violence and sexual violence services. New Zealand Sign Language Board. 1. Around 23,000 people use New Zealand Sign Language, NZSL, as a form of communication. Census 2018 shows this included approximately 4,500 deaf people and Turi Māori, Māori deaf. 2. FICAHA provides support for the NZSL board and also monitors the New Zealand Sign Language Strategy 2018 to 2023. And 3. In early 2022, the NZSL board supported the development of a sign name for FICAHA. FICAHA is the first government agency to have a name in NZSL, Te Reo Māori and English. FICAHA 2022/2023 Significant Budget Initiatives. All of the funding listed below is from Budget 2022 and is allocated over 4 years. Disability Support Services Cost Pressures. Total expenditure of $704 million to fund cost pressures on the Government Disability Support Services Budget. Ministry for Disabled People, establishing a new ministry. Total expenditure of $107.8 million to fund the establishment of FICAHA and its ongoing operations. This initiative will potentially benefit up to 1.1 million disabled people in New Zealand. Payment to family members for support services. Total expenditure of $39 million to ensure that people have the option to choose to pay a family member to provide disability supports. Looking to the future, we are proud to be the world's first Ministry of Disabled People specifically dedicated to the disabled community. FICAHA will continue working hard to improve the lives of tangata whaikaha Māori, disabled people and their families and whānau. Want to get in touch? If there is something specific you would like to hear about in future updates, other general feedback or you want to get in touch, please visit our Contact Us webpage. You can also contact us on phone number 0800 566 601, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or text us on 4206. Or New Zealand Relay is a telecommunication service for people who are deaf, deafblind, experiencing hearing loss or have a speech condition. For more information, go here, www.nzrelay.co.nz. They can contact us on your behalf during these times, Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Nā manaakitanga ki a koutou katoa. Best wishes to you all.